Vayter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Beis. Speaking of on Tzadi Alpha Beis Bada Bama Da Beis, three lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rav, Kol Amonei Halacha Mepi Talmud. Anyone holds back Halacha from a Talmud, you don't teach him, you don't teach Torah. Then Kilu goes away Nachas of himself. It's like he steals from his ancestral heritage. Shenemar Torah Tzivulana Moshe, Morasha Kilus Yaakov, Morasha Hilachol Yisrael, Mishesis Mebrachis. This is an inheritance from the 6 days of creation. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That it says, Mishesis Mebrachis, Tachsev, Bereshis Baralukim, Baras, Bishvila Torah, Shi Rachis, Yisrael Nikurachis, Tavuasa, Shasidim Lahanchil, Bara Elokim is a Shamayim, right? Or in order to be able to give this stuff over. Amar Rabbi Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Kol Amanei Halacha Mipi Talmud. Someone holds back Halacha from a Talmud. Afilu Uber Mishemi Iman Mikalnot. So even the fetuses in the mother's womb curse this person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Monea Bar. Someone who holds back Bar is grain. Peep, turn the page. Tzadi Beis Yikavuhu Laom. The nation will curse him. Says Rashi, Minakvan so Lashon Vayikov Chor Bedelaso. That's okay. Vein Laom Ela Ubrim. Laom is talking about Ubrim Mephidus. Shenemar Laom Mil Om Yeematz. That one nation will be stronger than the other one. Vein, right? That's what Rivka was told that about Yaakov and Esav in the womb. Vein Kavah La Kalala. That's the Lashon of Kalala. Shenemar Ma'ekov Lo Kabakel. This is what Bilam said. How could I curse when Hashem is in curse? Vein Bar Ela Torah. Shenemar Nashku Bar Pen Ye'enaf. Like it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, arm yourselves with purity of heart, lest he grow wrathful. And this is talking about keeping this is Torah. Ula bar Yishmol Omer Minakvin Oso Kichvara, that someone who holds back teaching Torah is pierced like a sieve. As we Ksiv Hach says here, Yikvu Laom Uksiv Hasam Vayikov Chor Bidalso. The pasuk in Melachim. There's a hole. He pierced a hole in its door. Just like Vir means piercing here, also means the same idea. Amar Abaye ki uchel dekatzri, like a sprinkler of a laundry person. Rashi says kli shel kovsin. It's this type of keli, this type of vessel that launderers use. Shehu menukav umezalfim bo mayim al begadim. It sprinkles water onto the begadim. Imagine like a strainer type thing. Vim limdu maschar, but he does teach Torah. What's his schar? Rava Amar of Sheshes, Zocha lebrachos ki Yosef. You get Zocha lebrachos like Yosef. Shenemar ubracha lerosh mashbir. It says, but a blessing upon the head of a mashbir, of a provider. And ve'in mashbir el Yosef. Shenemar v'Yosef hu ha-shalita la'aretz hu ha-mashbir l'chol am ha'aretz. And he was the viceroy and he was the provider of everyone there. Amar Rav Sheshes, Kol Melamed Torah Ba'olam Hazeh, Zocha Melamda Lo'olam Haba. And always teaching this world, we Zocha do in the next world. Shenemar Umarve Gamhu Yore. Somebody who gives to others, he himself will be given. Rashi says that Misha Marve Es Talmido B'Dav Dvar Lacha Gamhu Yore Lo'olam Haba. Lashon Lishna Achrina Umarve Lashon Mora, he'll be able to teach it. Amar Rava, Minayin Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, Shenemar Yechi Reuven Val Yomos. Reuven will live and not die, right? This is the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave right before he died. That's what he gave to Reuven. He's saying that he's not going to get punished again because what happened with Bilha when he moved the bed out of, the bed of Yaakov Avinu. Yechi Reuven Bolo Mazef Val Yomos Lomaba. He'll live in this world and he won't die in the next world. Meaning there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Ravina Amaracha from here. V'rabim miyesheni admas ofer yakitsu. Eile l'chaya olam ve'eile l'charfos lid re'on olam. The pasuk in Daniel. And many of those who sleep in the dusty earth will awake, shall awaken. These for everlasting life, and these for shame, for everlasting abhorrence. Rav Hashem Amaracha says from here, v'ata leich l'kits v'sanuach v'samad l'gar l'cha l'kits ha'yamin. Right, for you, and for you, talking about Daniel, go to the end, and you will rest, and then you're going to get up legorelcha for your lot leketz yamin at the end of days. Right, so basically, you're going to die, you're going to get reward in the next world, and he's saying that he's going to come back. I'm Rabbi Lazar, co-pioneer, shamanic, asatsiba, menachas, any leader, someone is a community leader, who goes and he deals with the community, benachas, gently, zoche umanhigam la'olam haba. He's going to be zoche to be leading them in the world to come. Shenamar ki merachamam yenahagim, v'amabuim mayim yenahalem. He who has mercy on them, we shall lead them, and to springs of water, he will guide them. Rashi explains, "Merachim ba'olam hazeh, yinagim la'olam haba." From Rabbi Lazar, "Gedola deyas shenitna bein shtei osios." Great is deyas, understanding, because it was put between two letters. What is that? Two letters meaning two letters of Hashem. Shenamar kikel deos Hashem. Two names of Hashem. Kel is one, and Hashem is the other. Deos. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar says, Gadol Mikdash Shenitin B'Shtei Osios. Also, the Mikdash is great. Rashi says Chashavu. Sorry, Chashav. There's also put between two Osios. Shenemar Po'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konunu Yadecha. And again, you have it between two names of Hashem. Maskeflor Ravada Karchina Elamayata Gadol Nakama. You want to say Nakama is great also? Shenita ben Shnei Osios, because between two of Hashem's names. The Sif Kel Nakamos Hashem, Kel Nakamos Sophia. I just want to say that it's a good thing to have this type of thing. Amalei says to him, Lemilse Hachinami. When it's used properly, then yeah, it is good. Says Rashi, De Gadolahi, Ukedeula, Kedeula, De Amarula, Shtei Hofos, Halalulama. Why does it say the word appearances twice? Kel Nakamos Hashem, Kel Nakamos Hofia. Rashi explains there's only one Hofia that's there, but let's read it. The Chsiv Kelon Komos Hashem, Kelon Komos Hofia, Ve'ika Trei Nekamos, V'chada Hofa'a B'tarvayu. There's one for both. V'dami Kaman De'ika. It's like it's there. V'al Nekama U'Nekama Chada Hofa'a. V'am'achas L'mida Tova. One of them is for a reward. V'achas L'mida Tobranis. One is for punishment. Rashi, no, okay. V'am Rabbi Lazar Kolam Sheish Bo Deinu as Dea has understanding Kilu Nivda Beis Hamikdash B'Yom, as if he created the Beis Hamikdash during his days. Shazen Nitin B'Sheosus, because this idea of understanding is put between two names of Hashem. Shazen Nitin B'Sheosus, so the Mikdash is also between put between two of them. So we compare those two. V'am Rabbi Lazar Kolam Sheish Bo Dea L'Sof Mizash. Anyone has understanding eventually is going to become wealthy. Shenemer V'Das Chadarim Yimalu Kol Hon Yaakov V'Noyim. Through understanding, the rooms are filled with all riches, precious and pleasant. Because of that information, that knowledge, you're going to fill up and be rich. Anyone who doesn't have das, then you can't have mercy on him. It doesn't mean a person is stupid. It means he doesn't use it. It's not a people of understanding. Therefore, its maker shall have compassion on it, and you have formed it, shall not grant favor. Right? That is, if we don't realize and make a connection between what we're doing and the outcome of what we do, then we're not going to have mercy on you. You've got to figure that yourself. You use your intelligence. Use your seichel. From Rabbi Lazar, kol anos in pito lemishen bodei. I don't give this bread to someone who doesn't understand. And a certain bar of love, suffering is going to come upon that person. You're going, you're helping this person who's hurting himself. Shenemer lachma yosimu mazur tachtecha in tfuna bo. It says because of your bread, they will give mazur unto you. Then there's no discernment in them, right? Because of the fact that you gave to someone who doesn't use his das, you're going to end up getting hurt. It's like a trap. Pain, mazur, eli yisurin. Well, mazur is no yisurin. It's pain. Shenemar v'yar Ephraim es cholio v'yuda es mazuru. Because there's no shea, and the Ephraim saw sickness, and Yehuda is suffering. From Rabbi Lazar, call him shein bodea. L'sof gola is going to go to gola. Shenemar l'chein gola ami mibli das. Therefore, my people is gone into exile from bli das. Then tells from Rabbi Lazar, call by shein bodei Torah nishman bo b'layla. Any house that doesn't have divrei Torah that's heard there in the nighttime, eishol chalasa. Then it's going to be eaten up by fire. Chalila. Got to be shtagging. And at night, shenemar kol choshech tamun l'tzfunav to'ochleyu. Like the Pasuk says that in Eov, this is talking about the punishment of the Rasha, He's going to lose that which he got, meaning things that he gotten that he shouldn't have gotten. In its place, all bad things are going to be darkness is going to what's going to happen. He's going to be consumed by fire that doesn't need to be even like blown in order to get stronger. And meaning to say this is Gehenna. So he's saying that every darkness, every night is hidden from its treasures. The treasured words of Torah are absent from his house. Therefore, a fire not blown is going to consume him. And make sure we're steiging. Says the Pasuk that every darkness is hidden away from his treasures. A fire not blown shall consume him. It will be bad for the remnant of his tent. And this is talking about a Talmud Chacham. Shenamar, Vasridim Asher Hashem Kore. Among the remnants who Hashem calls. These are people who are steiging away. From Rabbi Lazar, Kol Shenu Mehane Tamidav, Tamid Chum in the Chasav, anyone who doesn't give Hana from his properties, Einu Rosim Bracha Leolam, he's not going to see some Bracha ever. Shenemar, Ein Sered La'achlo, Al Kain Lo Yachil Tuvo. It says there's no remnant to his food, therefore his goods shall not prosper. It's Kedai to support Tamid Chachamim if you want to get cash money. Ain't sweet al Tamil Chacham Shem Ravasir Masher Hashem Kore. Right, the remnants of Hashem calls. Vam Rebbe Lazar, Kol Sheino Mishayer Basel Shulchan, or someone doesn't leave over bread on his table after he finishes eating, and it was Sim Brach Leolam, he's not going to see him Brach ever. Shem Ain't sweet al Achlo, Al Kain, Loichel Tuva. The Pasuk says there's no remnant to his food, therefore his goods won't prosper. This also brought down the halacha to bring a little bit of crumbs, a little bit of bread. Vam Rebbe Lazar, Kol Mishayer Pititim al Shulchan, anyone leaves over a piece of bread on his table, Kilo Vazar, it's like he did with a Zara. Hold on a second, you said to leave over, and now you're saying not to leave over? Like, what's going on over here? So let's just keep going. Shenemar ha'orchim lagad shulchan v'hamimalim laminim mimsach. Those who set a table for God and fill cups of spiced wine for many. How could you say, Rabbi Lazar, that the first thing that you should leave it over? Says, Gemara lo kasha, ha'di'ik ha'shlima b'adei. The second one, where it's also to leave, is where you have a whole thing of bread that's there with the pieces. And the first one where he says someone should leave it over is when you don't have a whole loaf of bread with its pieces. And the Indian over there is like you leave over saying, Hashem, wow, I have such bracha on my life. Look how much I have. You give me, etc. As opposed to that giving it over as a carbon, it's about a zarnix. Anyone who's machlif in his dibur, Rashi explains, Mishana b'dibur shaloy enika, he changes his voice, right? He speaks in a way that he's not going to be recognized, and people are not going to know who he is. That's what Rashi says. The Miri says that it means somebody who doesn't keep his word. Kilo v'dazar, it's like someone's worshiping a v'dazar. Ksiva chavay yisubin of kemisatayev. Because it says over here, but Yaakov Avinu, when he was imitating Esav, I will appear like in his eyes like a trickster. Ksiva hasam hevel heima ma'asei tatuim, and it says, v'dazar, their vanity, the work of deception. So we see that anyone who does such a thing, it's like he worships a v'dazar. Anyone who looks at an erva, okay. Rashi, what are we talking about over here? Yeah, you're not allowed to look at erva. Kashto nin eres, his keshet, his bow, gets empty. Which, what does that mean? It says Rashi, koach koshi evish, alo nina, shino moli, shinomer, it's going to cause a person not be able to have children. As the Pasuk says, Arya Tayar Kashtacha, naked initial empty your bow, a person not be able to have kids. Remember Lazar. The Olam have a Kavel Vikayim. A person should be humble. By doing that, they'll live. Rashi says, Have a Anav Vitichia. Kavel Lashon Afel. Ase Asimcha Afel Vishafel. Make yourself lowly. A Mishnah which says this in the Goyim, bias afel ain't poskan lo chalonos seros nego. You have a dark house, you don't make windows in order to check the tsaras. Rashi says, kenega nira liba bias ksiv, demashma nira memela, vod ksiv li velo laori, nimsa shafilosa atzalosa. That the darkness is what's saving it. The kozman she'ein coin, ro'eu, ain metamu de Goyim. The coin doesn't see the nega, then it can't be metamu with it. Shmamina, so learn from this that a person who's humble, then he lives a long life. Amar Bitav, Amar Biyoshaya, Amar Yitzchiv, Sha'ol Ve'otze Racham Eretz Lo Sava Mayim. What does it mean when it says that, the beginning of the Pasuk actually says, we saw this Gemara way back in Brachos, and it's talking about, it says that there are three things that are never satisfied. The grave, the narrow part of the womb, and the earth that is not sated with water. The grave never satisfied with bodies, so just keep going. The womb, the card to the womb with tashmish, and the earth with water, you just keep giving and giving it. What's the connection, the grave and the womb? Like, why would you put them together? Just like the womb takes in and sends out, right? It takes in zera, it sends out a child that comes to it. Azera emotzi of lad. Back into the Gemara. Afshal, so to the grave is going to, meaning Gehenim, Machnis Emotzi, is going to bring in, and it will spit out that there's going to be, or the grave, there's going to be Tchias Amesim. V'halot v'arm kavachomer, isn't this a kavachomer? By the womb, stuff goes in, zera goes in quietly, and it comes out with a lot of noise, meaning, you know, baby's crying. Then sha'ol, then by the grave, where it goes in with a lot of noise, right, because people are crying by the grave and the whole thing like there. It's going to come out with a lot of noise. It's going to be a lot of noise. The shofar, mikan tshuva la'omer min tchias amesim b'torah. This is a tshuva for those who said that there's no tchias amesim from the Torah. Tana dver Eliyahu tzadikim shazo kodesh baruch le'achiyah sanei nechos and la'af, from the tzadikim that the kodesh baruch is going to bring back ein nechos and la'af, and they don't go back to their dust. Says Rashi be'em ela habasim eskayim aleim ad sheyashuva v'yichyu lasid lavo, their bodies will not rot. Shenemar v'hoya anishar b'tzion v'anosa v'yishalayim kodesh yamar lo kol hakosav l'chayim. It says it will come to pass that the remnant will be in Sion and the leftover will be in Yerushalayim. Holy shall be said of him, everyone inscribed for the life in Yerushalayim. Shall be in Yerushalayim. Ma kodesh le'olam kayam. Just like the kodesh, meaning kodesh is Hashem himself, is the olam kayam. Afim olam kayam. So today the tzaddikim, they're going to endure. Le'olam, forever. Beep, turn the page. Side of base of base. Ve'im tomer osen shadam sha'asad ha'kosh baruchu. L'chadish v'em es olamo. Maybe you're going to say, but in those years during which the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to renew the world, Shenemar v'niska v'shem levado ma'yom ha'yom ha'u. That what happened with Rashi says, the world is going to be destroyed for 1,000 years. Osam Sadiqim Hechem, where are they going to be? Hall of Fame, Nikbar Bart, since they're not going to be buried in the ground. This is, we're going to see the Gemara soon, that the world is going to be for 6,000 years, and then it's going to be desolate for 1,000 years, and it's only going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he's going to renew the world. Tzadikim Ayin Osir, what are they going to be doing in the meantime? Right? They're not going to be buried. Where the body's going to be during that time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oselem K'nefayim K'nesham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make them wings like eagles. V'shatan up in the Amayim, they're going to be floating over the water. Shenemar Alkein Lo Nira Bahamir Aretz B'mot Harim B'leiv Yamim. Says Rashi, Kisha Machlef HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Aretz, when he switches out the land, Lo Nira won't feel if Yishanu B'leiv Yamim. Right, we're going to be chilling. We'll be the heart of the seas. V'shem HaTomer Yishlem Tzai. Maybe we're going to say they're going to have pain because they have to be like flying the whole time. Tamad Lomer. V'koyashem yachalifu koyach, koyach, koyach. Yalu eva k'nisham yarotsu v'lo yigau, v'lo yigau, lo yigau yilchu v'lo yafu. Pasuk says that those who hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have renewed strength and will spread wings like eagles and run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Right, don't worry about it. They'll be given koch to be able to deal with it. Rashi she'elam koch losher t'lofif belitzar. No tzar. Fact is, however, neilif mimeisim shehechia yicheskel. How can we say over here? Hi, that the righteous are not going to return to dust. Let's learn differently from the what happened with the dead who Yechezkel brought back to life. Right? We said Yechezkel was brought to this valley with dry bones and he brought him back to life. And that they died and were buried like everyone. And therefore, we should also learn from here that even those that are resurrected, what's going to happen? Eventually going to die and be buried. So how does that work? At the time of the video, what he's saying. Savralah kamanda amar be'emes mashal haya. He holds the one who says that really it was a mashal, right? This whole thing in Yechezkel was a mashal. That the time was in the Baiser, but there's Omer, Mesim, Shechia, Yechezkel, Amdu, Araglayim, Ba'amu, Shira, Vamesu. The dead that Yechezkel brought back and they stood on their feet, they said Shira, and then they died. Ma'ashira Amur, they say, Hashem mimis betzedek u'mechai berachem. Hashem puts to death with justice and brings to life with mercy. Rishu Amur, Shira zu Amru, he says that, he said the following thing, Hashem mimis u'mechai, Moritz of Hayal. Hashem puts to death and brings to life. He brings down to the grave and raises up. Rabbi Yehuda Amur, emes mashal haya. He says, really, this is true. It was a mashal. This is talking about what's going to happen to the Jewish people who are exiled. And it's going to be like those that rise from the dead. Rashi says, then come back from Golos. Hold on a second. If it's true, then why are you saying it's a mashal? It's true. It's a mashal. Vim mashal, lama emes. And if it's a mashal, why are you saying it's true? Ela be'emes mashal here. Really? It's just a mashal, right? The whole thing is a mashal. The dead that Yechezkel brought back to life, they went there to serve. And also nashim olidu banim ubanos. They got married and they had kids, sons and daughters. He says, I am from their, you know, their descendants. And these are the tefillin that my father's fathers gave to me from them. So this one is saying it's not a mashal, but it actually did happen. It did happen. I'm one of these descendants. As I gezogt, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, Benosha, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili. Now, my ninu mesim shechiu yecheska. Who were these dead people that he brought back to life from Rav? El bnei Ephraim, shemanu lekeitz v'to. These are the sons of Ephraim who calculated the end of Mitzrayim. And they made a mistake, and they ended up getting killed in the left Mitzrayim. They made a mistake in their cheshbon of Bris Bein Vesarim, and they thought it was going to be 400 years, not taking into account that it's 430 years. They ended up escaping from Mitzrayim, but they ended up getting killed. Shemem b'nei Ephraim, shusalach b'arid b'no v'tachas b'no v'elada, b'no v'tachas b'no v'zavad b'no v'shusalach b'no v'ezer v'elad, v'harogu man shegas. Some people got killed them, hanuladim ba'aretz. And after it says Ephraim, their father he mourned for many days. His brothers came to be Menachem. So that's who that was. These people, the Bnei Ephraim, were the what happened by Yechezkel. These who were these people? They were the people who denied that there's going to be Tchias Hameshim. Shemar v'yomer Eli. Ben Adam, it's almost a local basis. Shal Hema Hine Omrim Yav Shuat Mosenu Vavda Tikvasenu Nixainu Lanu. He said, "Son of man, these bones, they're all of Bnei Yisrael. Behold, they say our bones have dried up, our hope is lost. We are doomed." Rashi ends up by saying, even though they shouldn't have survived, they should have come back, right? It was for Bnei Yisrael to see that there's such a thing. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omer, Elu Bnei Adam Shein Bahem Lachlukas Shal Mitzvah. Who are these people? They were the people that didn't have any sort of moisture of any mitzvahs. They had no mitzvahs, and they were brought back. Hashem. It says, the dry bones hear the word of Hashem. What does that mean? Dry? They're dry. They don't have any schusim. Achmana litzlan. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omer, Elu Bnei Adam Shechipu Haseichal Kulo Shkatzim Rimasim. Who were they? They're the people who covered the entire sanctuary with pictures of Shkatzim Rimasim, all terrible things. I should show you with Sirim Slumim. Akiros, they put like Slumim on the walls. Haseichal Dersiv V'Ava V'Era Chuka Al Akir Saviv. So they brought the terrible things into the Heichal. Shenemar v'alvo v'era v'hine kol tavnis remes v'behima shekatz chok yulu v'beisiso m'chuka l'kir saviv. Pasuk says, I came and I looked and there was every form of creeping thing and animal and avodah zara and every part of, type of avodah zara was in the walls. Uksiv hasem v'virani aleim saviv saviv. And it says, but when they were resurrected, that and he led me over them round and round. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Elu Mesim. Oh, wait, one step earlier. So those are the people that did that. They're the ones who resurrected. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Elu Mesim, Shiva Begas Duda. These were the dead. Of the Bika of Dura. This is Nebuchadnezzar. He brought all this his gold over there. They had people go ahead and to bow down or throw in the furnace. And Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah didn't do it. They were thrown in. They came out and they were fine. So say Elu Mesim Shibikas Dura. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Minahar Eshel Ad Rabbas Bikas Dura. From the river Eshel until Rabbas is the plains of Dura. And what happened there? Shibishal Sheh. Hegel and Nebuchadnezzar Rasha is Israel. From the time that Nebuchadnezzar the Rasha exiled Bnei Israel, Hayu Behem Bachurim Shayu Meganim Eschama Biyofim. There were people there, young Bachurim, who put the sun to shame with their beauty. Vaya Kasdios Rosa Sam Mishofos Zavus. And the women from the Kasdios would see them and they were so aroused by how beautiful they were that they had a flow. That occurred. Amru l'baleim, so they told their husbands, u'baleim l'melech, husbands told the king, siva melech, and the king said, to what? V'argum, to go and to kill them. They're so beautiful. They told their husbands, hold until the king, look what's going on over here. Hashishai said, near a ziv to arim, v'tziva melech v'ramsum. So, v'adayin hayu shofos avos, still they were having, this flow from their bodies. Siva melech v'ramsum. So what he's doing, he had them all trampled to get rid of their beauty, and that's what happened in Dura. Tanu Rabban, and B'shal Shehi Ben Nuchan Etzer Rosh Hashanah, B'shal B'zayi, the Kavsin Etzer, the time when he threw him into the fiery furnace, Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Chaskol, Leicha, Echiyo Mesa, B'Bikas Dura, go and resurrect the people in Dura. Kevin Shehechiyo, Osama, once he did that, Bo Atzo, Satov Lo, La'osa, Rosh Ha'alpanov, the bones came and slapped Nuchan Etzer in his face. Wow, Rashi gives the interesting idea. Number one is that v'holchu lahem, they came along and they smacked them just like the skeletons. V'istamri, some say, shemos and atzamos, from those bones, they made kalim, utensils. G'shiyashah, shechayu, tafchu, loa, piv, shayu, rotz, delicious, bam. He wanted to go and to drink from it, and the bone came to life and smacked him in the face. Amar, matimun shalelu. So he said, what's going on? What are these bones? Amar, lo, chavrein shalelu, mechayim, mesim, because dura. He said, the friend of these men, Chanayim, Mishael, Azariah, the only threw into the fires, is bringing back, people in Dura. Pasach v'Amar, so he got up and he said right away, he's like, whoa, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Ha'yecheskel, Ha'yomrim, Shalhiya, Chaverin, Shalchanayim, Mishael, Azariah, Nebuchadnezzar, Ha'yodea, Shalhiya, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mechayas, I mean, they're talking about Yecheskel, but he knew this is all coming from Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's bringing them back to life. And so, Asohi, what does he say? Asoli kema ravrivin v'simhoi kema takifin malchuse malchus olam v'shaltani imdar ledar. Vedar. How greater his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion is with every generation. Malchuscha, malchuscha kolomim v'shalta v'chol davadar. Unbelievable. That's, what we're singing over there. Rav Yitzchak, Yutzak Zav, Roseach, Lesuch Piv, Shalos Arash, a molten gold be poured into the mouth of that evil one. Yeah, this is, Rashi says, Mishum Dekomari, Bishivcha, Demuchanetz, and Nukat Nami, Lishna Ma'alya, Veloshin Klala. Since it's talking about the Shevach of Demuchanetz, now it speaks about a negative thing about the Demuchanetz. Shal Malay Ba Malach, Ustar Al Piv, if a Malach hadn't come and hit him on the mouth, stopping how he was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Hiko Me'achare Yodo, that he smashed him. Bikish Laganos, Kol Shiros, Shushbachos, Shomer, David, Besifer Tehillim. He would have put to shame all the songs and praises that David HaMelech said in Tehillim. He was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu on such a high level. Shem Asadr, Shifchos, Nos, Yosemi David, V'ilu Amran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayin Nota Acharehen, he would have, if it would have kept going, it would have been gone after that. Yosef Mecher Shira Shal Sadav, even more than that which David HaMelech said. Now let's talk about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the incredible miracles that happened when Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fiery furnace, and they survived. Tana Rabbana, and Shisha Nisim Nasubosa Yom. There was things, six Nisim that happened on that day. Nebuchadnezzar made this gold shtickle, and they said everyone's got to bow down to it. They didn't, they were thrown in, they survived. Elohim, Tzafa Kivshan, the furnace rose up to ground level. Venifratza Kivshan, and the walls became opened. And in the way that everyone can actually see what's going on over there. It says Rashi, Naflu Kitsas Koslov Kadeshiyucha Kulam Liros Besocho. The Huma Sodo and the foundation caved in. Rashi says, Nishbal Geuso Kemosurura. It kind of like fell apart because of how hot it was. Venefach Tselem Alpanov, this image that they made that he set up to go into worship, it fell over, right? Just fell on its face. V'nisvu arba melchios, and four of the royal parties that were there, this is Nebuchadnezzar, these guards, they threw Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire, and they themselves ended up getting killed. V'hechiu Yecheskel es hamesim b'kas Dura, and Yecheskel brought back the dead in the plains of Dura. V'kula gemara, and all these we know from a gemara, from a tradition. V'arba melchios kura, except of the four kingdoms, which is in the pasuk itself, of those four, those four chashma people, the chsif. V'chanetzer makos shlach le michnash, we're going to see seven people, I believe it is, le michnash, lachashtar penaya, signaya, opachavasa, adar gazaleria, gidaremia, the tvaria, chosatani medinese. Right, okay, so he threw these great people, right there to go to this Nebuchadnezzar with this golden image shtickle, and this, it was all these ceremonies, and they bowed down, but Hanan, Mishael, Azariah didn't do it. Uksev Itai Guven Yudayin, and it says that the people came and were informants, and they told about these Jewish men, they didn't bow down. Uksev, what happened? Umiskanchin Achashdar Pnaya Signaya Upachavasa Vadovre Malke Chazin Lugurai Ileich. That it says that after they came out and they didn't get burnt up, it says that these great people, these governors, these ministers, the king, they saw these men, that nothing happened to them. Whoa, mouthful. Even in time of sakana, don't change from your high stature. Right, you're a very dignified person. They threw him, and they said, "We don't care. We're keeping our dignity." Amazing. So we have stories like people in the Holocaust also. They kept their dignity. You know, you can do whatever you want to me, but I'm staying dignified. Shenemar, b'dayin guvraya ilein kfisu b'sar b'lehen patshehon v'karbeloson. These men were bound in their cloaks, their pants, their robes, and keep your dignity. By the way, even if you're not in a terrible situation, we should have dignity. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, beep, turn the page. Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Tzadi Gedolim Tzadikim Yosef Malchei Hashares. The Tzadikim are even higher level than the Malachei Hashares, than the angels. Rashi says, the Bereisha Chashav Letlasa Tzadikim Yomalach Lebesof Dechsev V'Urevaya De Revi'ah Damei Lebar Elohein. That Shalom Pasuk says, Aneva Amei, right, when they saw Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah, they were walking around in the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar said, Ha'ana chazei guvrin arba ishrayin, mehalchin bigo nura. I see four unbound men walking in the midst of the fire. V'chava lo isay bahon, and there's no wound on them. V'revei di revi'ah damei levar eloin, and the appearance of the fourth is like a malach. He's talking about malach, the fourth one, that Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah were even more important than the Malach. We see that he says straight up, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, right? We have, he talks about how great they were. He said, I see these four unbound men there. And the fourth one looked like a Malach. He just called him like, yeah, that's the fourth one over there. Meaning Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were even on a higher level. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.